Owen, congratulations. Your goal was the deciding goal tonight. Your first final of Ballymena and your first trophy. How does it feel?
Oh, it's brilliant. I can't believe the experience. It's unbelievable, of course. Obviously, there's so many fans all being here. It's great. It's just great to bring it all in because obviously it's my first time. I'm still young. It's my first experience and it's unbelievable. Can't put it in the words, actually.
What about that finish, though? Nervy?
Not at all. I knew it was happening. When I seen it hit the bar, I got a bit nervous, but... See, once I went in, unbelievable feeling, the best feeling in the world.
And Spike, you must be delighted for him. This is the future of Ballymena here.
It is. I'm delighted for him. My own son Matthew with Leroy. I sent them all out and loan at the end of January last year and brought them back in the summer, promoted them to the first team squad. And this lad, you know, the last few weeks he's played it right back. He's a centre midfielder. He's played wide right, but with faith in him to do a job wherever he plays. And him himself probably didn't think he was going to pop up and win a goal in the cup final, you know, but we showed faith in him. He's come in and he's done playing this cup, first cup final. He's done a job. He's gone home with a medal and a winning goal.
Yeah, well, you go off and enjoy it and we'll keep playing here. What about that finish though, Glenn? You must have been a bit nervous towards the end.
I was nervous, you know, but you know, I played for Linfield for long enough, they never give up and you know they're going to come at you, so we've had to defend resolutely. We've got a bit of luck with the crossbar, you know, but you know, we got ourselves in the position where we can hang on. You know, if we were chasing the game, it would have been different. But we're 3-1 up with 10 minutes to go, whatever it may be. You know, they scored one, and then we knew they had to score another one. So we defended, we got players behind the ball. And when the chances came, we cleared it. And when we needed a bit of luck, the bar came to our rescue.
You did get rather, shall we say, I don't know what angry might be the word, after they equalised. I don't think you thought that was a free kick.
It was never a free kick, but... I said whenever the free kick was given, it could cost us a goal. And it ultimately cost us a goal and two yellow cards. You know, I kicked the water bottle yesterday and I admitted it to Andy Davey and I apologised for making a mistake. I just want to know, even though we've won the game, Ian McNabb made a mistake there. I just want to know what he hold his hand up and say he did. Because it did, it cost us a goal and two yellow cards and made it more nervy than what it should have been.
Yeah, but you did seem to have control, even first half, although it was scrappy, you did seem to have the better of the first half of this game. Did you feel like you learnt a lot of lessons from Saturday's game, how close it was before it went to extra time?
Yeah, well, I knew we were getting closer. A couple of weeks ago, we lost 3-1. Saturday, we lost 2-1 after extra time. So we got closer. And I said at the outset, you know, these games come up against Linfield. You know, law of averages, you're not going to win them all. So we remember you to win one. And if you're going to win one, the cup final, yeah, I would like to have won the Irish Cup instead of it. You know, but a cup final sends the fans away home happy.
Yeah, and two in 4 years, both against Linfield in the finals. Yeah. Nice to do it here, actually, your old stomping ground as well. It's good progress, Glenn.
Yeah, it is. And I said at half time when we were 1-0 up, the last time we played against Linfield, Davy Munster was the centre half and scored the goal for us. And we brought Paddy McNally in tonight and he scored the goal. You know, so some omens sort of go your way. And when Jimmy McGrew hit the crossbar in the first half, I sort of thought, you know, this could be our night. But when you see the crossbar right at the end, you know that was going to be it, you know.
So Jim's your captain.